Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hi, good morning. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, we are super busy. As you are, I believe, yeah?
Yes, always.
I was just overviewing the things for the resident assembly decision-making processes, and somehow I thought there are two, but I think there are three, right?
There's actually five questions.
Five questions.
Oh, right now, there's one on the selection process, another one on the master plan in relation to the highway.
Yes, and another one on something. No,
no, they're the only two right now.
It's two. Okay, can you?
I mean, the selection process contains two aspects to it. One is modifications to the existing selection process, and the other is a new proposal, which is a clearance panel, which is like a kind of panel of elder or civilians who will be able to judge. They will make a call on people who have been considered ineligible for selection to working group positions. So they'll look at the case and say, is it true that you're ineligible? Does it still stand? Uh-huh. And they'll either say, yes, you're not ineligible, or you're now eligible.
Okay, so that is to clarify that I'm a mess. Okay, but
and then the other one is the master plan highway.
We overview, the most important to all the members of the community is the RD on master plan and highway proposal, right?
Yep. They both have, the master plan is this was a general meeting initiated by François Gauthier, and he had the support of many members of the community, and they called a general meeting to discuss a series of proposals. One of them was to broaden the master plan area so that we could have a clearer understanding. It was to broaden it to include the outlying communities in Oroville so that if in future there is proposed large projects within the Oroville area, we can define more clearly the area that we would like to include in our sense of an ecological reserve, the space that we would try to preserve in terms of nature. If we're going to be expressing Oroville's ideals, we'd like to say that in this area we'd really like, and we're not just looking about Oroville, we're also looking at how we can create a beautiful space for the villages in the bioregion. Mm-hmm. So it's all really about saying how far can we really extend beauty and harmony. So the Vasta Plan is really about broadening the boundaries of an ecological, harmonious space that's kind of lived along Oroville's ideals.
And that way we would also protect from, let's say, unwanted development, like...
Ideally, we would set up a situation where if somebody comes into Oroville and they're not Orovillian, they buy a piece of land in Oroville and they plan to develop it, that we either would have the ability to say, no, you can't develop there, or we would be able to say... We would like you to develop along Oroville's guidelines, which respect nature, waste management, basic collaborative social structures. Just try, because I think the principles that Oroville's expressing are human principles. They're really about making the world a better place.
Yeah.
So we're really just trying to create a space where we can, as much as possible, encourage these kind of... inclusive, healthy environmental ideas to ensure that what happens within Oroville is the best possible application for anyone, any living entity in the area, be it humans or squirrels or
whoever, whatever is there.
You know, we're really just trying to make the world a happy, healthy place.
And it could be a role model to many spaces around the planet.
Well, yeah, Oroville is the city the Earth needs. So it's also a laboratory of evolution. Our job here, I believe, is to really come up with a working model, a system that we can use around the world to hopefully address some of the problems that big cities have created and places where humans live, but obviously they're just not happy. You know, we're trying to create happy, healthy, human and non-human, you know, all animals. We want all life forms to coexist in harmony to the best of their possible ability and to their maximum enjoyment and happiness.
Yeah, okay. The other part of that RD is also on a proposed highway, which should cut Oroville.
Right, okay, well, it relates to the master plan. Yeah. The master plan concept relates to the proposed highway. So the highway right now is, as it's currently marked, and there's a few possibilities, it cuts across the eastern side of Warragul. Mm-hmm. What we were trying to encourage, because what it does is it cuts through 50 years of Warragul's forestry work. It destroys existing community. If it comes through as marked, it will destroy lives. It goes through villages. It'll have a serious damaging effect on Warragul's hopes and objectives. Its plans to as much as possible, create a happy, healthy environmental space for all life forms. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping by defining the area more carefully, we can. It gives us then a more clear and coherent message with regards large projects proposed for Orville. Yeah. So we're just hoping that we can use this. This will it'll also give us a more coherent and clear platform upon which to from where we can communicate.
Okay. The RD will tackle that one with the, I think, the second question, yes or no, if we agree on to organize a team to communicate with Delhi.
I mean, we already have a team. We have the highway task force, and they're doing an amazing job. They're working very hard to communicate Orville's feelings with regard to the highway to the relevant authorities in India, and they've been doing a wonderful job. The idea behind creating a team, to kind of authorize a team, is just to give an added layer of community support for initiatives like the Highway Task Force and any other parallel activity that seeks to communicate Orville's principles and ideals with regard to projects like a highway.
Okay. Let's shorten up a little bit. That RD started today, right?
It started today, yep. It runs until the 5th of November.
The 12th, I think, because there are questions to say yes and no. No?
There are questions, there's four yes and no questions, and the fifth question is a multiple choice. That's about the name of the expanded plan. Would you like to call it the master plan, the greater Orville plan, or, it also says what other. You can also suggest a name that doesn't exist on the list, and the idea is to come up with a plan that we can all, a name that we like.
Look for. Yeah. Okay, but anyhow, the voting started today, and it's going to run until 12th, as far as I know, no?
12th, correct.
Yes,
12th. It goes until November 12th, and up until between now, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, it'll run between now and the 12th online, so everybody, every resident over the age of 18 that's registered to receive RAS emails, we'll get a personalized voting link, and in that link you can answer all the questions, and you can, and then once you've answered that, your vote will be recorded by the RAS. And then on the 12th, we're going to have a pop-up RAS table outside the Solar Kitchen. There'll be the wonderful RAS team there, and they'll be there with you to help you vote online if you haven't already done that, and you'll be, they'll also answer questions. They'll have the things printed out. The map will be printed out, there'll be other information there, just so that you can, if you have any final last queries, you can sit down and have a conversation with the people there, and they'll hopefully clarify your concerns and answer any questions.
Yeah, that would be just on 12th, right?
That's one day on the 12th outside the Solar Kitchen. Yeah.
If we are still not sure what and how to do it, yeah. Jesse, thank you so much, and let us talk more next week.
Great. Thank you. Thank you
so much
for your work.
Yeah, have a nice day. Bye.
All right. See you later. Bye.